Get First Day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Do we want to be positive or negative here? Which do we prefer?
Let's start with just telling
us what you actually see. How about that?
It has been a really rough day for the quarterback and for the starting offense. This has been a concerning start. The operation has been better today, at least, but the execution has been poor. The operation was poor the last couple days as well. But look, this is not the day you wanted to see if you're here to see the quarterback.
Some people like Chris Emma.
I didn't want to correct you, buddy, but it's a pillow.
Yeah, that's our guy, Chris Emma. He's at training camp today. Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for 670 The Score, 670score.com. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Chris, the pads are on. The public is out there watching. What are they witnessing when it comes to you-know-who, QB1, Caleb Williams?
Guys, happy Monday. Yeah, first day of pads is in the book, about an hour and a half or so on fields 3 and 4. More crisp for the quarterback. He looked strong in 7-on-7, some hiccups in team drill, but overall a better performance. Took care of the football for the most part. There was one ball I think I saw on the ground pre-snap. Couldn't tell if that was on Caleb Williams or Drew Dahlman, but a deep ball, I believe it was in 7-on-7 to Colson Loveland, who was out there and looking a lot more active, which is great to see. The two developments today that caught my attention are the return of Luther Burden in full pads. Out there looked like he was still a limited participant. I would imagine there's a ramp-up period for him. And Braxton Jones was out there for part of team drill. They did three different parts of team drills. They had all three tackles working in at the left tackle position through those respective team spots, and Braxton Jones was among them. So a step forward for Braxton Jones as he continues to get back in action.
All right. That's a lot of stuff right there for sure. I mean, the Luther Burden stuff is very interesting. Thank God he's back out there just for the sake of the continuity and a second-round pick and all that. And obviously we know how important Braxton Jones is, so those are really good things. But let's stick with the quarterback here. You mentioned hiccups in, you know, you said things were okay in 7-on-7 full team drills. You said hiccups. What you said, there was the one center quarterback exchange issue, of which we have seen already. What other hiccups? What did it really look like out there?
I'll preface this, and Mark, I think you of all people can appreciate it. We were in the bleachers where it's hard to see. You don't get the clear-cut view that we've had on the sidelines of Field 1, so it was hard to get a full diagnosis of what was going wrong, but some misfires, some incompletions there. Like I said, he was better in 7-on-7. He had a really good 7-on-7 period. Of course, there's no rush. It's just a different atmosphere. So, like, I think our takeaway from this first week of camp is what we've heard from the coaching staff, which is that it's going to take some time for this offense, and they are truly building rallying this thing around the players. Ben Johnson's offense, he's still figuring out how it's going to look. And I think Caleb Williams, the pre-snap stuff is getting a lot better than where it used to be. That's a significant improvement. Now it's just getting comfortable with your timing and rhythm once the snap is received. And he's still figuring out a lot. He's still adjusting to what this offense is going to become. I think it's going to be rocky at times. I think it's going to be a work in progress. But frankly, I don't think that's a Caleb thing. I think that's just any quarterback developing in a new system. So today's July 28th. I'm curious where it's going to be on August 28th when you get out there. I think it's going to look a lot better and more sound.
Okay.
All right. This is practice number 5. We're joined by Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for 670thescore.com out at Training Camp Hallis Hall, where they are just wrapping up. Chris, I'm really curious. You talked about Braxton Jones and Colston Loveland both being in the mix. I saw them both on Saturday, but that was without the pads, of course, because this is day one of pads. Are they both fully caught up, ramped up, ready to go now?
Braxton Jones seems to be there. Like I said, they had three different team periods. They worked in all three left tackles in those periods. So started with Ozzie Trapillo. You got Braxton Jones in that second group. Kron Amaganji came in. I don't know if there's anything to that particular order, but it was notable to see Braxton Jones out there. He was working in a one-on-one drills as well. I don't know if he's 100% training wheels are off, go get him, or if there's still a ramp-up period, but he certainly looks ready to go, and this is a positive development. I mean, you wanted to get him involved with this tackle mix to get a sense of how this is going to play out, and now he can really begin this competition in earnest with the pads on. Obviously, for Luther Burden, I think that's who you're asking about as well. I mean, it's still going to be a while. Today was day one for him getting back out there, but he was out there moving. He looked healthy. I imagine it's going to be probably a week before he's fully cleared and good to go, but certainly a positive step for him to get back out there.
Is the bird speaking today? Who's talking out there at the hall today? What do we
Richard
got?
Hightower will be the first guest of honor. Drew Dolman as well.
Oh,
and
nice.
Jaquan Brisker will be speaking today.
Oh, we get a little Brisky action here today. By the way, Marshall Harris predicted that Drew Dolman would be speaking today. Nice job there, Marshall.
Just going down the list, Chris. I'm curious because the pads are on, so things look different, which means hopefully less ridiculous holding by the offensive line, because what else is the offensive lineman going to do when there's no pads on? What were you struck by when it comes to the O and D lines today, now that the pads are on, whether that's in team drills or whether that's in the one-on-ones?
Yeah, like I said, we had an obstructive view for a lot of team view, but I did have a very good view of some one-on-one action between the O-line and D-line. There was a play that jumped out to me. I just threw it right down in the notebook. Ozzie Trapillo going at a undrafted rookie, and he just pancaked into the ground. Like, it was a one-on-one drill. They're not supposed to go down on this drill. Ozzie just like leveled him. It's like, oh, that's what this guy looks like. Like, we've not seen that, obviously. This is their first time for Ozzie Trapillo in pads, period. Obviously, nothing of that in the offseason program. We've heard so much about that physicality, but able to play with technique. That's an example of those two things coming together, because you need proper technique to pancake somebody, and you certainly need that physicality. So that was eye-opening to me. I think you're going to have a lot more of those moments as we get into the bulk of training camp practice, and you're going to see this guy really shine in a lot of ways. And we've heard so much about him. It was fun to see it live in front of our eyes today.
So I guess the takeaway here today, Chris, in part, is that they did not put the media in a position to win today. That's, I know exactly. Like, it just happens. It's probably random, but there are days out there at Hallis Hall where you just can't see. We're all asking each other in the media, hey, did you see who that was? Who was that? So it becomes very difficult sometimes to zero in on stuff. But I bet you did track who the, and I hate to keep asking this question, but it is still an interesting little sidebar story for the quarterback room. Who was the second string quarterback today for the Chicago Bears?
It was Case Keenum's day with the twos, Tyson Bagent with the three, continuing to work that out. And as I mentioned before, they're also, that rotation carries on for reserve roles in the offensive line. We've seen Luke Newman mixing in with Doug Kramer at that center position. I think Ryan Bates is working in at the guard position. They're trying to get a sense of how they want to form this depth. So, like, those are the ones we're focusing on as it relates to the twos and the threes. But there's truly a lot of competition. It's hard to keep track of different days and how they're rotating certain guys on these units. But, when they talk about competition, and really evaluating guys, like, it's clear they made it.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back-to-school season, be prepared with Kleenex tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Do we need to slow our roll, Chris, when we try to evaluate what we're seeing, even on day one in pads, as this is the fifth practice of a long training camp, right, with a new head coach, new offense, new defense. And so I'm listening to Ben Johnson on Saturday because I was up there at House Hall, and they're talking about, you know, install and everything else. We're talking about day four was the fourth practice, and they're talking about 12 installs. That just seems like a lot of work to be trying to measure what's good and what's bad as it's going on before things are fully implemented.
I think when you hear Ben Johnson talk about the way he's evaluating things, it obviously sounds a lot different than what we see to the naked eye, because he's looking at so many different details about this install, the way that the pre-snap alignment, the way that guys are getting in their stances, getting out of their stances, where they're going. You hear about a route. It could be a great catch. Cole Kmet talked about this, like making a great catch downfield, and it bends on you. Man, your route, you need to turn here instead of there. Like, that's what they're focusing on. I think Ben is throwing out a lot of the results and what happens, and focus so much more on the process of getting this thing installed. And like I said, it's July 28th. I'm really fascinated to see when we get mid-August, when you get through those two joint practices and get a true litmus test of how this team kind of stacks up to another team that's, or two different teams that are getting established as well. And then when you get past the preseason games and you get closer to the season, just how is this going to look? I think you're going to see a lot more days where the offense is ahead of the defense and Caleb looks great and things are coming together the way that you want to see them. It's natural for a defense to be ahead of an offense. It's certainly natural for a Bears defense to be ahead of a Bears offense at this point, because we've seen so much more of that. But I think you want to take it with a glass half full and say this is a new coach who's intent on building the scheme to cater to his players, and you want to give the benefit of the doubt to everything you're seeing so far.
Yeah, and that is the right way to look at it, including Caleb Williams, where, yes, it is still fair to give him the benefit of the doubt, even if it hasn't looked the way that we want it to. I mean, it's definitely something I am tracking and am more concerned about than I was last year in terms of Caleb Williams, but he definitely deserves the benefit of the doubt. You mentioned, Emma, that Jaquan Brisker was speaking today. I thought one of the most interesting things I heard this year was Kevin Byard when he got up to that lectern and was talking about Jaquan Brisker and the fact that he's glad he's back, he's back, he's back, he's Brisker, he's the same guy, listen to the same music, the exuberant player, the whole thing. But he did say that if he notices that Jaquan Brisker has any kind of symptoms, he will tell the trainer, he will tell the coaches, he will call him out. So I thought that was really interesting and encouraging, and probably, Emma, pretty rare to hear, because look, Brisker's on the verge of what would be a contract year after this. What did you make of that? Is that something that needs to be followed up on with Brisky today?
I thought it was really opening. I love the way you put that. I agree. Kevin Byard, I think, referred to it as young boy energy with Jaquan Brisker, talking about just the way that he approaches every day. He's so excited to be out there. He's got this great love of the game that comes through. Byard's going into year 11. He's been around the league. He's been doing this for a long time. He's seen guys who have come and go, teammates that I'm sure he's been very close with, that just say, you know, injuries, whatever it is, that don't allow the career to go as deep as they wanted to. I think Byard truly has Brisker's best interest in mind, man. Like, worry about your long-term health. Like, worry about that more than making this play in practice or in a game. Like, just focus on yourself. I think that's a wonderful thing for Jaquan Brisker to have, because these are very, very concerning issues. Not just football. We're not talking football injuries here. We're talking about life health when you're talking about concussions like this. So I think it's really important to have somebody like Kevin Byard to be that influence, somebody who's been around the league and had a great career, and talk about like your longevity in the league, but obviously your health beyond the game of football. I think that's a really important thing by Brisker's side.
Day five of Bears training camp. It is day one with the pads on at Halas Hall. We are joined by Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for 670thescore.com. Bears training camp coverage on The Score presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'm really curious, Chris. I know your views were sort of obstructed from those assigned media bleacher seats. What kind of reactions were the fans giving? What was the fan turnout like, and what kind of reactions were the fans getting when they saw Caleb Williams and company in action?
I'll tell you, one fan in particular who was excited to see Caleb Williams practice was Matas Bezelis of the Bulls, who's a good friend with Caleb Williams. And that's a guy who has no problem seeing practice at 6'8". I was enjoying watching Matas watch practice because he seemed very into it. He had a football in his hand the whole time. He was going through blocking pads, running actual drills. Just he wanted to get out there. You could sense it. Io DeSumo there as well. The crowd was, it was Military Appreciation Day. So we had local military as well as some local football teams. So I believe that I think it was a ticket to practice today. I think it was specifically these community groups and obviously the military groups, but a great crowd on hand. It is a hot one, as you know, today. The heat index over 100. You felt it out there today. Heck, standing in the bleachers, you felt it. I can't imagine what it was like actually going through these practices. So it's day one. They kept it limited because of the ramp up that has to go into working in full pads. The intensity will pick up throughout the week, but it was a shorter practice. Not as many team reps, a lot more individuals. Stuff kind of a quicker in and out today than it's been in past practices, and that's going to increase throughout the week.
Nice, a little bit of the old in and out. Thanks, Chris.
Chris, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. We look forward to everyone ramping up, including you, including Mark Grody. Anybody that's out there at House Hall has to get into full regular season mode. Thanks so much, Chris Emma, Bears reporter for 670 The Score.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.